Matthew 28, we'll begin reading in verse number 16. Then the 11 disciples went away into Galilee to the mountain which Jesus had appointed for them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, "All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age." You may be seated. We know this and understand this to be the Great Commission, and our church is involved in Great Commission work. It's good to have Brother Fulton Cook home after being in Brazil for 6 weeks plus, and I think Brother Kobe might have been a little jealous that he stayed a little longer, but nonetheless, we're glad that he was there, and many of you saw how the Lord used him through Facebook Live. Social media is a phenomenon, isn't it? And got to see how he spoke and God used him. People were saved. You saw the live services when our team was there, when Bellevue's team was there. It's amazing when you yield yourself and allow God to use you, what he will do. In the passage that we read this morning, we've talked about the marks of a disciple. It's been a couple of weeks just talking about how the marks and the mind that we're to have as a disciple, the renewed mind, the humbled mind, the servant mind, the obedient mind. We talked about, again, about the mark of love in our life as a follower of Christ. We talked about the mark of light in our life that should be evident as a disciple of Christ. And so we also talked about the mark of lordship as we talk about the marks of a disciple. Then we moved to the mission of a disciple. And when we talked about it, it's a mission, a proclamation, that we're to proclaim the good news. We also talked about it as a mission of prayer, that Paul constantly talked about praying for the believers and praying for those that they would be faithful, that they would walk worthy, that they would allow Christ to shine through their lives. And so it's a mission of prayer. It's a mission of practice. And this is oftentimes, I think, where a lot of Christians get lost in the idea of we are to live each and every day of our life. That sounded like your mom whipping you, didn't it? Right? I told you not to do that, right? You know. But we are to live every day for the Lord Jesus Christ. As I mentioned, sometimes I think we have this thing backwards when it comes to the church. We think that we are doing the Christian thing and we're living for Christ because we get up on Sunday morning, sometimes very early, and we start getting ready, and we go to church because we're Christians. Let me tell you, it is very important. The Bible says, "Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, and so much the more as you see the day approaching." As Christ's return becomes more and more near, that we, as the followers of Christ, we ought to gather together, and we ought to come in corporate worship. We ought to come serving. We ought to come teaching. We ought to come doing those things. But we have to understand, this place here is not just for us to gather, but it's for us to be trained. Amen? It's for us to be equipped. Equipped to live for the Lord. Equipped to understand how we ought to respond in the adversities of life. In case you didn't know, life sometimes brings adversity. You see, if you're listening, sometimes those things come. And coming to the house of God and listening to the Word of God being taught in the Bible study classes, listening to the Word of God being preached here in the sanctuary, we should take the Word of God and apply it to our lives and practice what we have learned. Don't ever let the teaching of God's Word fall upon deaf ears. The passage that says they have ears, but they do not hear. And we need to understand that as we are practicing, as we hear the Word of God, that we apply the Word of God, and we practice, and we live out our faith. And the part of living out, when we think about the marks of a disciple, we think about the mission of a disciple, it will include this topic that was taught in the Bible study classes and that we want to talk about this morning, and that is the making of a disciple. The making of a disciple. Now, each and every one of us here this morning, there's no exception here, that every one of us has a concept of what it means to make something. Right? You say, well, I don't know what you're talking about. Don't be lying now. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Because, you know, how many of you had a mom that made homemade biscuits? Huh? I had a mother-in-law that did. My mom made canned biscuits. My mother-in-law made homemade biscuits. You know, you have the concept. When you think of a baker, you know, what do? They make cakes. They make pies. And they're delicious many times, unless I'm the baker. Then it can be a 50-50 chance, all right? But they make. They have a recipe. They have something that they do. They start with an idea. I want to make a chocolate cake. I want to make a carrot cake. I want to make a coconut cream cake. I want to make a banana cake. I'm just naming all my favorite ones, and I hope you're taking notes, all right? I did have a birthday last week. I did get a carrot cake. I'm looking for the chocolate and the banana cake, all right? Nonetheless, there's this idea. You think of the welder. You think of that person that does the welding. We have a handrail out here because there was an individual in our church that had an idea that what we need and how it needed to be done, and then he got with another person that does welding, and what did they do? They made the handrail, and the handrail was made, and it's there for your assistance as you walk up that slope drive. The machinist. We have individuals in our church that own that are machinists, and they own the machines that make parts and do these different things, and they have to go and they have to take the plan, and they measure things out. They get the materials. They do everything and take all the necessary steps so something will be made. And so we understand the concept and what it means to make something, do we not? So here, our Lord Jesus Christ has given the Great Commission to his followers. He's met his disciples, and he says that there's something. And in all Judea and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Why? To go and make disciples. Do you understand this morning that you and I are in the business for the Lord to make disciples? That's what we're to be about, is to make disciples. When I think about this, I'm reminded of the story in Acts chapter 8 about Philip and the Ethiopian eunuch. The Ethiopian eunuch, he's reading the scriptures, and the Spirit of the Lord spoke to Philip, and he said, get up, go to the chariot, overtake it. And so what did Philip say is that Philip ran to the chariot. He gets there with the Ethiopian eunuch, and important to understand, this Ethiopian eunuch, he had the authority of all of the queen's material possessions and of her land. He was one of high authority, had a lot of power in his particular community. And he goes to him and he says, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And here's the statement: "How can I except someone show me? How can I except someone